So if faith is in a person's life, there will be some evidences, and Peter has emphasized that today. I personally believe it's the work that has been done that a believer is supposed to be doing for the Lord. Now, of course, we realize that we all have different situations and different capabilities and whatever. We're not talking about people being ministers and apostles or preachers or pastors or whatever. We're talking about the work of the Lord. And there's always something to be done. And there's always, as I told you, the best thing that we hear as Christian leaders is there anything I can do around here? Be in prayer about that, brothers and sisters, about the work of the Lord. And then, of course, there are, and we won't develop this. Yeah, that's the day. Just a quick picture about the day. Wonderful day. Believers receiving crowns from the Lord. We have these crowns mentioned in the scriptures. They are particular crowns. This is not only crowns, but there are crowns that are given: righteousness, crown of life, crown of glory, incorruptible crown, crown of rejoicing, and so on. There will be many crowns like that that the Lord will hand out on that day. I'm sorry, we do have to hurry on. We can't do the timing of the judgment, which we believe is after the rapture. Please turn to page 6, and we'll leave you with a warning. Page 6. We'll leave you with a warning. A warning from Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. Let no man take your crown. Let's read that. Stolen crowns? We're just talking about crowns being handed out. But what about this one? Stolen crowns. Crowns and rewards we could have had. Revelation 3:11, which reads, "Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown." So in other words, it's not crowns being taken away from you in glory. They're being taken away from here. Demons and men have sidestepped us, and we have not taken the crown and gone on for the Lord as we could. That will be reflected in the glory. There will be those who will suffer loss. And as I said this morning, I don't believe that we'll spend eternity regretting all the way through and being miserable all the way through. I believe that the Lord will settle all of this on that wonderful day. And as he says in Matthew 25, "Come, blessed of the Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Yes. But it's a sobering time of meeting the Lord. Now, there's just a little note here on page 6. Where's Israel at this time? Haven't got time to do that, I'm sorry. What's going on while the church is in heaven? What's going on earth? Wow, read the book of the Revelation and you'll find out what Israel is going through, what the nations of the world are going through. And then climaxing in the book, of Revelation, and with Armageddon. Now I'm going to make a note, a remark regarding pages 7 and 8 quickly, and we'll move on. On pages 7 and 8 we have the worship and the judgment ministry of the 24 elders. We have an identity of them, what they are. We have their worship, and over the page their work. That's something for you to study. If you would like, someone has asked, where does all this fit in? I better do this. If you go right back to the very first page of your notes, to the table of contents, that is this one here, the table of contents with the little diagram, the little prophecy diagram there, which has the rapture in that little diagram, you will see the present church age on the left. You'll see the indication of the rapture. Then you will have the rewarding of believers, which is the judgment seat of Christ. Then you'll have the marriage of the Lamb, and then you'll have the second coming with the church returning with the Lord, which we will now address, and then we go on into the Messianic or the Millennial Kingdom. The 24 elders are between those two boxes, the rewarding of believers and the marriage of the Lamb. Their worship and ministry is in the heavenlies, and you can squeeze that in there if you like. And you can start reading about them in Revelation chapter 5, right through to, I forget the last reference to the elders, but they are there periodically throughout the book of Revelation. So that may just help you in placing where the 24 elders are. I'm of the opinion, and I join prophecy scholars. Let's turn to page now, if you would like. Page numbers are on the bottom of the page, of course. Page number 7, and then we have a quote that I have here regarding the elders and what they will be doing by Ford Ottman from his book, The Unfolding of the Ages. And here is the quotation. Elders in Israel were not only representatives of the people, but judges of them, and therefore God's representatives in passing judgment upon the people. They are identified with God in the exercise of judgment. 24 elders now before us, in connection with God's throne, are also enthroned and identified with him in the judgment about to be executed upon the earth. So if you go through that study, you believe that they're not just spectators, but they are there, 24 elders, 24 representing the 24 courses of Jewish priests. For these people, representatives of the church, are king called kings and priests. Please read the notes, and they share with the Lord Jesus both in worshipping him and also, I believe, having an administrative responsibility in pouring out judgments on the earth. The Apostle Paul said, and we have this in Peter's notes, when people were trying to take one another to court, Jewish believers were trying to take one another to court, he said, don't you know that one day all you Corinthians, that is all you, the carnal ones and the spiritual ones, don't you know that one day we will judge the cosmos? Don't you know we will judge the world? We? And not only that, don't you know that we will judge angels? Wake up to yourself. Remember who you are. Your exalted position in Christ. And you're groveling around fighting and going to court. We will judge the cosmos. That's the word world. And I believe part of that, and Peter will bring this out, and the church is assisting and ruling the world of the Lord Jesus. I believe that also they do something there on the 24 thrones. Let's have a look at Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. And we believe, Revelation chapter 4, verse 2. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne of God set in heaven. John has just been taken up from the Isle of Patmos into another dimension by vision, and he's receiving the book of Revelation. And it says, and one sat on the throne. The word there, thronos. You remember that word, thronos? Throne. That's where we get the word throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Now around the throne, thronos, were 24 thrones. Now if you have the beloved King James Version, that will read seats, King James Version. 24 seats in my King James. And on the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightning,